Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for a Monday, January 2nd, 2012. Happy New Year, everyone. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by the Home Study Workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. It is available as an instant download at www.abookin90days.com. So if you've always wanted to write your book but hesitated because you just did not know how to get started, then get over to abookin90days.com and get the help you need starting today. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Kickstart Your 2012 Goals, with my guest, Linda Luke, life and business coach. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Now, whether you're listening live on the phone or perhaps you're on the website, you may even be one of those people in the chat room. Hi, folks in the chat room. Or you may be listening from the archives. In any case, I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell other people about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. If you click the follow button, you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email each week to remind you of each episode. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from many different fields, such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it, all of those things which contribute to our lasting happiness. Today's episode is Kickstart Your 2012 Goals with my guest, Linda Luke, life and business coach. Linda has a degree in spiritual psychology, and she's been supporting clients since 2003. She is passionate about helping people feel more grounded and peaceful as they move through challenges, learn new skills, and navigate the path toward their dreams. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Linda Luke. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Flora. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for making time to come. This is an exciting time of the year. Everybody's all ready to set those goals, make those lists, make those resolutions. And this is a perfect time for you to help us get them started, because we know that most people abandon those goals within a pretty short period of time, don't they?
They do. They do. It's really important to set up your goals and the ways that you move through them or toward them in ways that you can be really successful. There's some keys that can make that happen.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. And I hope everybody has a pen or pencil ready to take down notes, because these are some important things that just make a difference. I mean, making a list is one thing, but getting them done is another. So let's start it right at the top about how to choose goals that are meaningful and smart.
Yes, it's important to choose goals that you really care about and you're willing to commit to. Otherwise, you're kind of wasting your time and setting yourself up for failure. And we all know that failure, you know, just makes you feel worse or upset, and it's not what we want. These are, your goals should not be about, you know, what you should do. They should be things about that things that you can get really excited about. And it's important to have them be specific and measurable. You need to be able to know when to celebrate. I have a client that came to me and she wanted to have more peace in her life. And I thought, wow, what a beautiful goal, but it's kind of hard to grasp onto. And so we kept that as an umbrella goal, but underneath it we made more specific goals that were, like one of them she had was about doing something that brought more peace into her life each day. Mm. And then she measured them by rating her level of feeling peace each day on a scale of 1 to 10 and had a goal on what that she wanted that level to be. So it's really important to know exactly what you're working towards and to know when you get there. They also
I just want to emphasize what you said early on, that it's something we should be able to get excited about, because one of the problems we have with goals is we often choose goals that we that are shoulds. Things that we think we should do as a society, you know, what society says, our parents, our spouses, our friends. And it's what we get excited about that's going to make that difference. I just want to emphasize how important that part is. Go ahead.
Right. If you set up goals for other people, you won't be connected to them, and they'll be much, much harder to achieve. You know, it's really important. And, you know, we can even have fun goals. Goals don't need to be hard and heavy. So another couple things about the goals are that you want them to be at least 50% believable, or they can just go fuzzy. I mean, your brain just kind of goes, what was that? I don't think I can do that. And the real key is that if you can't picture the success, it's very unlikely to happen. There is another little piece around this, that if you... you know it's achievable, but you feel blocked, or you feel like something is keeping you personally from being able to achieve it, that's where the support of a coach can help.
Okay. Yeah, I like the fact that you said it has to be believable, because a lot of us want things that sound really great and that other people have achieved. But if we don't believe we can achieve them, then it's not a good goal for us. So in that case, I suppose you'd have to pick something that's a smaller piece, a chunk of that. You know, if you have this big goal of, let's say, traveling the world.
if you
can't visualize yourself, that's one of my big goals, is to see every continent of the world. But if you can't visualize yourself doing that, then you have to pick a small piece of that. You know, what is something within that, I would think, that is believable that you could do, like apply for a passport. That's a little small piece you could do.
Absolutely.
Is that what
you mean by that? Absolutely. And you can keep the big goal of traveling around the world and then just set up small action steps that lead up to it. We call that chunking your goal down, because if you just think about traveling around the world, it can get kind of overwhelming and you don't know where to begin. And once again, it's one of those things where your brain can go fuzzy. But if you start looking at, okay, what are the really small goals or the really small action steps that will lead me in that direction, and start creating those, you eventually have a path to achieving the larger goal. An example comes to me of a client I work with who's a life coach, and she wanted to do a blog, but she kept pushing it aside for about a year, and it felt overwhelming because she didn't know anything about them. And so we just started with very small goals. We chunked it down, and we started with, what's your intention for the blog? Write five possible names for your blog each day. You know, and research, what you look at other blogs and see what you like about the look of them. And so she might have spent like an hour a day or something, and every day she took action on one of those small steps. And it took her probably about a week and a half, and her blog was up and running, and it was something that she really had trouble, you know, figuring out how she was going to do.
Is it important to do something daily towards your goal?
Yes, that's my belief in how I lead my clients. I really feel if you make the steps small enough, sometimes I call them baby steps, it might even be just listing the things you're going to research. There's no reason you can't take action every day. And it feels good, and it builds momentum, and it's surprising how quickly these steps add up.
Okay. Now, I know that you, one of the things you talk about is creating your ladder to success. What do you mean by that?
Well, the ladder to success is those goals and the steps, the smaller pieces that lead you towards your bigger, larger goal. It's mm-hmm. the little things you do each day. It's having the action plan and taking the action and moving forward on a regular basis.
Okay, so that's where that daily action comes in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's amazing to me how some people have these distant goals, but they haven't done even the minimal thing that would move them forward. And I give you an example of I was doing a workshop with women many years ago, women who wanted to get into the job back into the job market, or perhaps who'd never been. And one of the ladies said that she was interested in being a flight attendant. This was back when they were still calling them stewardesses. And so I said, that's a great goal. I said, what's required? What are the requirements? And she said, I don't know. She hadn't even made the first step mm-hmm. of finding out what the requirements are, so that she can begin moving toward them. So I think, unfortunately, a lot of us are like this lady. We have this goal, but we haven't even done the minimal preparation, which would be first to find out what's involved in it. Because
yeah.
sometimes if you start researching that as you go, you may discover this isn't something you want after all. Maybe you can't be excited about all the parts. And you can save a lot of time beating yourself up about not reaching this goal
mm-hmm.
by doing that preliminary research. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree with that. And for most people, it's usually because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Or that they can't see themselves actually doing it or really believe in it, like we talked about a moment ago,
mm-hmm.
or it's just big and overwhelming, or they picture it as a big project, and so they can't figure out how to get started or what they need to do. And all of those things are really easy to work with and overcome and move through. But just imagine that person thinking she has this goal, and she's always thinking, yes, that's what I do, what I want to do, and maybe a year goes by, and then she does take research and realizes she spent the whole year wanting to do that when it really wasn't what she thought it was.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She could have been working on something that was more meaningful.
Mm-hmm. And another thing that happens with that hesitation to even do the minimal is you miss sometimes a prime opportunity to step in. I know I found out about a grant once, and it was like right after the deadline.
mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when we don't act on things, we miss that opportunity. Fortunately, I was very determined, so I waited a whole year and got prepared and applied for it when it came around again.
yes, I've heard over and over again, and I know Wayne Dyer is one of the people that says this, but it's spirit meets us at the point of action.
Mm.
It's when you take that one step forward, you
mm-hmm.
get feedback.
Mm-hmm.
It either feels right or it doesn't, and you can adjust accordingly. But if you don't take the step forward, you'll never know or never have the feedback.
And, one of the things you mentioned regarding fear is I think a lot of us are guilty of hesitating to move because we cannot see all of the steps at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, and I'm sure you agree with this, that when we take that one step forward, we may not know for sure what all the steps are that are coming up. But they will be revealed to us as we take each step, correct?
Yes, and it's a process. It's an
mm-hmm.
adventure, really. and so it's just moving into it and seeing what happens. You don't have to be attached. You can shift your goal if something better shows up.
Now, how important is this idea of connecting with your why in setting your goals?
That is probably one of the most important things. Studies show the more you connect to the emotion of how you'll feel once you reach your goal, the better the chance you have of reaching it. And so that is your why. The why is this meaningful to me? What is really, really important? important to me. Really something I've experienced several times is with a client who wants to lose weight. And so they set a goal for losing weight, and then they wonder, why are they struggling with this? But what's underneath the losing weight? And what's underneath the losing weight might be that they want to be able to do things with their children, or they want to live longer so they can be with their children. I've seen this happen several times with clients of mine. And so when they imagine what they'll feel like when they're healthy and active with their children, and they're there with their child when they have their first, you know, when the first grandchild's born, and when they really get into the feeling of, wow, this is what that would feel like. That's what will hold you in the tough times. That's what will support you and keep you motivated when the going gets rough and get you back on track. And so the studies just show that that's really one of the most important things in being able to achieve goals and change habits.
And one of the things you mentioned earlier, and I want to stress it right now, is the importance of having an accountability partner or a coach to help you. Because we are human, and we all are subject to fall behind, to get discouraged, and need help with staying on track. So I know that you've created a program that will help us reach our goals and stay on track. Would you tell us about that program right now?
Yes, the program I'm offering right now is something I'm really excited about. It's called the Action Activator. And it's a coaching package. It's 6 weeks long, includes weekly 30-minute coaching sessions, weekly email lessons around different subjects, much like what we're talking about here, but going into a lot more depth on them, and a lot of fun with acknowledging your successes and being accountable and, you know, all of those things that can contribute to gaining that momentum, or if your goals are achievable within 6 weeks, actually achieving them. And this program is on special for January. People who are interested in that can go to my blog, and it is on a page of my blog. So it's at lifecoachlinda.wordpress.com. And then there'll be a little tab for a page that says Action Activator, and you simply click there.
Okay, let's repeat that. Repeat your URL. Repeat it for me.
Lifecoachlinda.wordpress.com. And that is also my blog, which is a great way to get to know a little bit about me. And, you know, when you consider this program to just get a feeling for how I am and how I work.
Okay, so when we go to lifecoachlinda.wordpress.com, we'll see the tab. There'll be a tab for Action Activator?
Yes.
Okay, great. And is your email there in case people want to email you and ask questions?
There is, but it's really simple to remember. It's lifecoachlinda@lifecoachlinda.com.
Okay, lifecoachlinda@lifecoachlinda.com. And your program, I just like to repeat this because it's easy to get these mixed up.
I'm mixing them up.
In your weekly 30 minutes coaching, is that one-on-one or group? That's what I want to ask.
That's one-on-one by phone.
That is
individualized attention.
Oh, great. So that means that anyone from around the world can take advantage of this.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool. That's cool. That's what I love about the internet. So for those of you who need help, and that's actually all of us, with staying on track with our goals, consider the Action Activator at lifecoachlinda.wordpress.com. Go get the details. Ask questions if you need to, and be sure you kickstart your goals for 2012. I want to ask you about accountability, since we're talking about coaching. What is there about, I know the importance of it for me, but maybe all the listeners don't. What is so important about committing to accountability?
By having that person or that way that you need to account to or report to, it keeps you focused. If you know at the end of the day that you're going to email a friend and let them know what you've done that specific day towards your goals, you want to be able to have some things to write in that email. If you are committed to doing something in your business and you publish it to the world and you say, this is what I'm doing with my business, I'm going to, we'll say, create a program,
mm-hmm.
you know that all those people are looking and waiting and looking forward to seeing that program, and then you really want to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be a coach, a friend, a group, an email buddy, or it can be publishing your goals. But it's actually, I heard Jack Canfield, who's a very great coach on motivation, I heard him say that that was the most successful key to all of his programs, was setting up people with accountability programs. That's the one thing that made the most difference.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that everybody realizes this, but every successful coach has a coach.
Definitely.
Every successful entrepreneur has a coach or someone to whom they are accountable, because even though we are working in this industry helping other people, we're human too, and we need somebody to keep us accountable. So there's nothing like knowing that you're going to be talking to your coach on a given day.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, boy, you want to boogie and get something ready. You want to be able to have a good report.
I have a few clients that the way they operate is to do, like, to do a lot of work at the last few hours before the call.
Sure.
So that, and they tell me, they go, oh, wow, I was really worried about coming on the call. And, like, I'm really scary and I'm going to do something to them. But, but that's just how that accountability works and feels, you know.
It's like homework. It's like school. If we didn't have teachers giving us assignments and due dates, who would have ever turned in any papers? So getting that accountability partner. And I was fortunate when I got ready to write my book that I soon recognized that I needed a coach. I had never even heard of a publishing coach, but I knew I needed a coach. So
yeah.
I set out to find one. Now, we all have limiting beliefs that are holding us back. How do you help us with those? Because those can be real killers.
Yeah, and they've been with us so long. A lot of them come from our childhood or what we grow up in, just so, you know, what we think is true of the world. Some of the most powerful limiting beliefs we develop are around money, love, and who we are as a person, our value. And so it's really important because, I mean, these are areas that are critical to happiness in our lives. And it's the steps that, I mean, I have a longer version of this, but the short version is it's important to really recognize when a belief is present, to challenge it, to question it, to really see if there are any little holes in the story where it may not be true. Because if there's even a possibility it's not true, then you may want to question it. And that would be the last piece, is to choose. You know, is it really working for you or not? And to make a choice. And, you know, for some of us, including myself, beliefs are so ingrained that it takes, you know, it takes doing this for a while or working with a coach or a counselor a bit to really go through these steps and also look at, you know, maybe some of the emotional anchors to the belief too. But they can be changed, and you can adapt new beliefs that really support you and uplift you.
Yeah, the important thing you pointed out is the first step is recognizing it, because if we have beliefs holding us back and we've never called those beliefs out or recognized that they were there, then, of course, we can't do anything about them. The last thing you mentioned regarding beliefs was to choose. Now you can choose. And I suppose you're going to tell us we could choose to create a positive mindset.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
That is so true. It's funny. I always think when people are focused on negative thinking, I always picture it like they're walking backwards. And everything they want is out there in front of them, but instead they're turned around, focusing on the negative and walking backwards. And there are so many tools you can use to help with shifting your mindset, you know, because sometimes it feels like our mind controls us, Mm-hmm. But it's really just a tool. It's not who we are. It doesn't have all the answers. It can tell you completely opposite things within minutes of each other. It's just a tool, and it's our tool. And so mm-hmm. There's some visualizations about clearing your mind. There are different ways you can look at your thoughts, like songs on an MP3 player and just switch mm-hmm. over to another thought. But I think the simplest, because of the time constraint here, the simplest thing would be to just when you have a negative thought, to just simply respond to it and say, you know, something like, well, thank you for your input, and then move on. Shift to a more positive thought.
I gave my inner critic a name.
Oh,
her
yeah,
name is
that's
Susie.
A great one.
And Susie pops up pretty frequently to remind me of, you know, what I can't do and so forth. And just as you said, I've decided over the years to acknowledge Susie and tell her to go have a seat in the corner, and then I go on with what I have to do, because I recognize that inner critic is something that we all will have, and maybe we'll never get rid of the inner critic. What we do have to do is learn to control it. Mm-hmm. And have it sit down, be quiet, because it's really something, a vestige from our past that wasn't true mm-hmm. about us that got stuck. I don't
yeah.
know if it's our mother's voices or what it is, a teacher that told us we couldn't write or whatever, but we need to have Susie to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Send her to the corner. That's what I do.
Yes, that's a great strategy. It's also a great strategy for the fear that keeps us from moving towards our goals, is to name your fear
mm-hmm.
and have
mm-hmm.
conversations with it.
Yeah, I want to end with asking you to tell us about the importance of celebrating and sharing our wins. We have about 3 minutes left, so
okay.
would you tell us that little component?
Sure. This is the most forgotten piece. It's so easy and feels like it's just human nature that we notice what we do wrong, but
mm-hmm.
we don't notice what we do right. And it's really important to acknowledge yourself for every little thing you do well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how small it is. It's just builds up that true feeling of what's really real about loving and honoring yourself. It's also important to reward yourself when you reach goals or landmarks along the way. And
mm-hmm.
it builds this energy of success, confidence, and self-appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
I also recommend sharing your wins, as I call them. I personally have a friend that we email our wins back and forth
mm-hmm.
each day to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just continuing to build that and build yourself up and noticing when you do things right, and then it will get easier.
Thank you for sharing that. That is so important. That's one of the areas I have to work on more, is to stop and celebrate and share, because when you have this long list of things you're doing and you're accomplishing, somehow or another we discount or disregard those celebrations. And as you pointed out, the benefit is they give us encouragement for continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very important. And I think when you share your wins with others, like you say you do daily,
mm-hmm.
you also encourage the other person that
yes.
you're sharing with. And it's
yes,
a wonderful
definitely.
Relationship. We certainly share the negative news we hear. You know,
mm-hmm.
something happens on the news, we call and share that with everybody. Why not share some of our ups and our pluses and our wins? That's what I say. I'm
yeah.
so glad you shared all of this with us today. I want to remind listeners that today's episode was brought to you by the Home Study Course at www.abookin90days, and urge you to join me again next Monday, January 9th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another informative and exciting show. This is Flora Brown coming to you from Anaheim, California. Thank you, Linda Luke, for joining me today.
My pleasure.
And I'm going to ask everyone to have a blessed week. And remember to set smart goals and color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Every day you can choose. Touch Drop.